soda.
So then we can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I know the shortcut. So. Well, a functional design meeting. It's a stage we're in, and you also. All three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you prepared for the
follow-up.
Yeah. We'll look at the new project requirements. We you also have received a mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received them from some additional requirements.
Right.
And I'll have a look. At, well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about. Our remote control functions. We have to be. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
Do we have 40 minutes for this?
Yeah, I think so. Well, like the closing. We'll not look at it yet. Now look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons. One recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with. And, well, they can have two functions, because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's a lot of ideas.
Yeah, well. It's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Now it's
right. Yeah. But where I have to do it, the materials well should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thijs, and well the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be recognizable at all times.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones, and the technical aspects and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, data text goes out. We will not use data text.
Okay.
Maybe
I
a new sort of thing, but not data text.
It's not my place.
Well, the second is a bit. Pity, because we just said we wanted to include DVD and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No,
so that's a shame because especially for the third requirement we want to reach people under 30 years because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. well, it's a bit pity, because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Don't forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to do
well,
it.
And our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a new fashionable company. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. And it's important to know what you're saying.
Yes. I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have
three presentations.
You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay, well,
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points, next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about France in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot. This might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something that you can find very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It's actually loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah,
everyone
can
use your
click on the device.
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No, but it's specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room. Device will be. Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user and expert should consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah,
but people don't read manuals.
No,
you don't read? No.
No.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use.
You should take a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah,
it should always be a manual, but
it should be consistent.
Nobody reads all
manuals
about the remote controller.
Yes. Okay.
Well, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be the manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
Oh, we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh,
right.
Right.
Is
right.
That part of the No.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes?
RSC. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it to consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be put in your hand. Right, this is the most important part. Like the requirement said, we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that. So it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want, if we have big, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
Your task to look into the costs of that.
Yeah, I don't have any information.
That's
all
I know.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
So that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
No, and we have
so
customers in multiple
LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition. So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, we'll consider both and see what we can find.
Right.
We don't rule them out.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can. Right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think just, I don't know who is next. You have got a
technical talk.
Yes.
Well, it was my task to explain of the point out of working design. I've enlarged it so that you can have the F5.
F5.
Well, the working design, that's my
next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of the remote control. You can see.
Maybe you can select it. So
no,
it
yes.
And
I
don't
can select. I can select.
Go
to
the whole picture.
Well, you can read it. It's not really good. This is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the cell. And the source is of course the user, and user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the machine. That's the basic idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button. Of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the sound test.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with the DVD. If we had done it, and the
but we don't.
TV.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of the remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic. Basically, the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and that problems like RG don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, but I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to press.
You don't have to look and
like
search for them.
If you have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves,
but if you
would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's what makes
about
RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
So you would
that's very important.
Reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Okay.
Yes.
So
on my mobile telephones, they also have
Do people, when they pick up the remote, know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well, it's
you can make a double feature, like a button on the top and on the
Well, also, if someone
said,
picks
up and down, they'll understand it.
If someone picks up his remote and he touches the side, then he's already on the next channel. That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
right. So then, in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very useful for you.
You are part of the job.
So, you can say, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And, that's about it, I think. Oh, yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to give you this. I had to make a schematic of the remote. I had too little time, but don't. Don't look at this, please.
Well,
I think
we understand.
It's clear.
We understand.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
That's the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can give a third presentation. conversation. Then we have still time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Right, so.
That's a little error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, different. We all have different homepage.
Oh, yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Yeah, right. For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay,
hold on. Well, I'm Mike Henry, user interface designer.
Mm-hmm.
The method, well, I use my own experience with remotes to put look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
These are already in use.
Yes, this have one from another manufacturer.
Alright.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
like user center. Yeah. I like user center also the best. Well, I thought that we'd use the option to control the DVD also and data text and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would use need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that. Because
That's why this is not relevant anymore.
Right.
And I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can really see different from different sides, but I think.
You
can draw it if you
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so
mm-hmm.
we can customize the.
They all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so
mm-hmm.
they cannot just
make
someone.
It's a front. It's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can put the same symbol on every remote.
That's
so
awesome.
Like
you can put it on the
back
side.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can
make a symbol of the company right here, and if you have front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
the lowest part of the remote isn't changed by the front.
Like I said, I thought we'd use more function. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Five here, can you put that picture for me on the Word document file?
I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's a high interest in features. They are high interest in features, but they are more critical. The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we, I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little, you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some don't do.
But I think the most functions underneath that
because you say that their features are important, they want
but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens, I have a force recognition,
but look at the numbers. The new Your speakers are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these speakers.
Yeah.
You see? So we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
Yeah.
Our competitors.
Yeah.
Competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though it costs a little more.
Maybe we could on some calculators, you have those little LCDs
right.
that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of service information. Yeah.
Which program you are watching or something.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change those channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
And this could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have this.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it's only integrated. Yeah,
just
integrated
in design to make it more
friendly. You should like this, you can watch. Something like on some radios in the car where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS
is something like
that. But that's, of course, a bit more expensive than the basic calculator, which is the scrolling text and that kind of stuff.
Script that keeps it rolling. It's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Yeah,
I think.
A program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
No.
All right. We go with the LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. But we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find that.
No.
Well,
or
maybe we'll get
that
information.
Then.
We
can use this board again. I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with the where's my presentation?
Yeah, I understand this. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you, so we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen.
Well,
that's special.
Should we start with the most important parts?
Yes.
LCD screen
and the button.
All right. We should start with the power button.
Yeah.
How do you use that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
The remote with the LCD screen on the top. It gets
it's terrible.
Unnatural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your handphone might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then
we'll draw 2. And now we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now
we're busy with something.
Yeah, right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom. And that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
that's actually is like small, it's wide, it's not high.
Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the bottom. So I'd like to use the buttons. On the top, so when I have to.
We're making a remote with an accessory.
Well, I agree with you.
But a few functions, you know.
It's
but
also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't
we
want
don't
the
want that to look like a calculator. We want to look
it
like our original.
Yeah,
but you
don't have to throw. Important aspect like familiarity is completely away because
maybe
you
pick a bitter white.
It's still important to regulate the top.
Four months, 9 months.
Yeah, but
it's more
that's not the problem.
Yeah.
when I draw here, it.
It's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well,
let's
talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better.
All
right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well, I'm the designer.
But what if we would
he's
first decide the different functions and
right.
then look at the design?
Because
we have to decide this.
We should summon the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
we
have a power button. Guys,
I
do have to agree. I can save on it's like this.
Let's
yeah.
Power button, setting buttons, LCD window,
the
number buttons.
Yeah.
General.
Volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this. The channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
it's
and
also
volume
design.
Control also.
Yes.
Nice speaking of.
Well,
on this remote, these controls are for something else. If you
or some video.
Drop some of these buttons.
You should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RC was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RC is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands, and they get less complaints of arms.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position constantly with one hand.
That's what I always do, because all my important buttons are
good
the same
to move
place.
From time to time.
Yeah,
yes.
People don't like it when their buttons are all over the place. They
need
to be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency
way
of button use.
Yes.
channels are mostly used. Within the hour, so the channel buttons should be far apart, I think. Up and down.
No, I don't.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
You thinking about RC?
Well, not too much.
not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So.
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power button, you can.
Well, they're used for.
When someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside because I have so that one can be put away.
Yeah, right.
The power button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
That should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yeah.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with the numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it's
well,
pretty, nice if we could just draw or something.
I do.
Yeah.
Think
well, it's going to take
too
much time.
Central now. Just
yes.
You decide that. You decide that. And
yes. All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because
we're
going to be
middle,
individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important.
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but
no. What if we're going to now decide about the functions, and design comes into the next round.
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right, these functions.
But we
the
we
number
agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's
that's
okay.
The number function.
That's enough.
Yeah. Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
There's
well,
one
just
two,
when you
it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you
oh, like
on most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes,
it recognizes it.
All right, so no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Okay, anyone, any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
I still have the pictures over there.
Yeah. So.
You do need milk or did now like this one. You do need
no,
milk.
We just
yeah,
we did not
know.
Then.
Are we?
Alright.
Well
okay.
Well because we can integrate in any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It is gonna be basic.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and
yeah.
less wide, and the button that you can go to add for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or it's just two, and we make
just two on the under.
That's a
we
bit
we can make,
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Or
make
at the top, your LCD can go together.
So you can
yeah.
put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated.
Yes.
You can just put it somewhere. They
yeah.
aren't used much. Not as much as your other. So
they
put
can
it somewhere
be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit smaller, and well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well,
above
I think they should be in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we designed it later. We have it, and we designed later where
yes.
everything goes. Right.
Well, any other...
Well, if you... Why go to video?
If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to add the
to
add
the video channel.
You can
set
to the video channel.
That's
just
zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
No,
zero remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah.
Yeah, but you can
set
yeah, but down you set down zero,
yes.
you get to AVI. Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
No, we're
well,
you press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go into. If you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel, you have to push to
no,
you
can
go
push
zero.
Zero.
So
yeah.
Easy to get to
yeah,
the specific
one button
is
I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have
yeah.
to set the channels. All the, these different buttons. You have
buttons. I don't have buttons for channels being especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah.
incorporated with
yeah.
plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one, four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to yeah, of course, to configure
okay.
the.
Okay.
Oh,
the okay button. Oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu. Menu button.
You should, yeah. I think that's important.
Channel setting
no.
menu. You also
need to change the
we have to go.
The same to change the brightness and the contrast.
OK.
Channel, yeah.
So, save.
G.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu. Right.
Things like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
You can adjust it with the setting buttons or something.
Yeah,
Because the
All right.
second buttons are
Or volume
if you are
or
in the menu.
Guys,
yeah.
we're going to get to our rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, see you at lunchtime, by the way. Now, somewhere.
I'm hungry.
Lunch!
Get into my belly.
We didn't exactly.
I mean, I was sneaking off. See you later.